It's a nondescript house you probably wouldn't give a second glance on a Thousand Oak Street, but the home is a unique place where terminally ill people have been coming for the support they need to die with peace and dignity. Gerard Fossil turned to our community house of hope when he could no longer care for his sister Mary, who had cancer.
I work. I have another brother who is mentally disabled, so I take care of him. Last July, I found out she had cancer. She was down in San Diego, and I said, come live with me. So I went through her cancer treatment here up at UCLA. She started to really decline, and I knew that she was going to need 24-hour care. I needed to hire somebody, which was not feasible at that time. So I found this place, our community house of hope. The first thing I told them is that I don't have a lot of cash at the moment. Their first response to me was, don't worry about that.
Fossil says his sister spent 3 weeks in the house before she passed.
This place was very comfortable. They're staffed and they have volunteers so that when my sister needed something, she was immediately cared for. She didn't have to wait. She had her pain meds when she needed them. She had anxiety. They gave her her anxiety drugs. They cared for her. They gave her love. They spoke to her. She was never alone. There's other people in the house that she could be with.
Our community House of Hope is only one of three nonprofits of its type in Southern California, with one in Santa Barbara and one in the Los Angeles area.
We were providing the home and really family in many cases where they didn't have family, and the place, the comfortable bed, the caregiving staff, the volunteers, the plethora of volunteers to just come in and love them and bring the music and the dogs and make it a wonderful experience in the end of life.
Teresa Wolf is the founder of the nonprofit, which opened the four-bedroom house in 2012. They've helped more than 200 terminally ill people spend their final days in a comfortable, supportive place.
We at first thought it would be the very poor, but it really hasn't been. In our community, there's so much social need. Families where an elderly woman of 85 is taking care of her 90-year-old husband, and suddenly she can't do it. And there's no family to come in and save the day. There's people that really have no family. There's families that look at, oh, I want to keep my mother at home. They do it as long as they can. But then the caregiving needs escalate in the end. They can't physically do it. And then they look at, to hire somebody to come into my home is going to cost almost $500 a day now.
But the nonprofit has been struggling financially, and despite the huge need for its services, the decision has been made to close its doors.
There's no insurance benefit. We rely 100% on our community members. They've been extremely generous, but costs keep rising, and we just cannot keep up with those costs at this point.
Ann Sopel is executive director of our community House of Hope. She says they're lean with two caregivers, her position, a guest care manager, and about 75 volunteers. But she says that rising costs make it impossible for them to continue.
Right now, we do have to close our doors. We do not have the cash to be able to keep moving forward. We would hope that in the future there's a model that comes up that's more cost effective, but provides the same exceptional care.
Sopel says it would take $500,000 to set up an endowment and do what it takes to keep the doors open. By closing now, they can do an orderly shutdown, which won't leave unpaid bills. But she says what makes the situation really sad is that people in need will now have nowhere to turn. As it stood, they had a constant waiting list.
People will pass while they're on the waiting list. There's a huge need. We work with 12 different hospice organizations, 5 hospitals. They all have people that need us. Unfortunately, there isn't the funding to support taking care of the need.
There's only one client in the house right now. When that person passes, the plan is to close the doors. Our Community House of Hope founder, Teresa Wolf.
This doesn't make sense, and it doesn't, because we need it. And we're going to need more and more of these homes. And we're just going to have to figure out how, as communities, that we want to do it in a sustainable way and continue the model with this love and wonderful care.
In Thousand Oaks, Lance Orozco, KCLU News.